Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Welcome to the Jungle Saturday Night Live in southern, hot, 80-degree weather, Southern California. Gotta love it here. Gotta love it. Hey, a lot of things to get to tonight. A lot of racing everywhere. We got Team Bodie out of Northern California representing down in Texas for the House of Grudge race with Ken Herring and Mike Murillo. We have the race going on in Florida, in Orlando today, for cystic fibrosis. We got a whole bunch of things going on out here in California, Southern California, in our area. Things to get to in order. Now, I'm hoping, Jamie, that you're listening, and I'm hoping that you call in, and in case you don't have the number, I'm going to give it to you real slow. It's 347-215-9989. And I want you to call in, and I want you to come talk about what you're doing, because it's easy for me to talk about what you're doing. But I want you to come talk about it. Don't be nervous. Just come talk to me. Just a whole bunch of other people will be listening. But to give everybody a quick heads up, Jamie's a real good friend of mine, and she is raising money for breast cancer. And she's doing, I think she's doing the Avon Walk, and she is trying to reach a certain amount. And she's going to be walking 39 miles in 2 days. And I think that's, for one, Jamie, I think that's amazing. And I hope you're calling in. Don't make me all y'all mushy and have to call you. Because if I have to call you, then everybody's going to hear me calling you. So you better call me. Race is going on. Back east. Getting some updates. out in Tony Bynes out there. I don't know whether I think they're in North Carolina this weekend. But anyway, Tony Bynes beat Candy Crusher on Friday, and I believe it was today Hannibal gapped Tony Bynes. We'll get more of these race reports coming in as soon as we can. And to let the local people out here know that Irwindale drag strip, the track that's out here in Southern California, our only 8-mile track, will be closing down. Walmart or one of those places have decided they want to build something up in the middle of nowhere and think people are going to come to it. So, California, once again, and I hope all the law enforcement area here in Southern California are going to be getting a lot of overtime, because when that track closes down, the streets are going to be burning up, and they're going to be burning up big time with nowhere to go now. So, thank you, City of Irvine, for being complete buffoons and doing something you know you shouldn't. We'll touch base on that. Donald should be calling in tonight. Donald's been in the Fox studios on television about our issue out here, and he's starting to get things steamrolling. And hopefully, things are happening. I know where he wants to go is starting to look kind of grim. But, you know, when one door closes, another door opens. And that's where we can pick up the pieces. And that's what's going to make that good. And it's something that we're going to be in the ballpark on. It's something that will actually work. It's something that we could get done. And it's going to help out. It's going to help out. We just got to get the city behind us, the city of Los Angeles behind us. And hopefully we get that going. I lost my board for a second, so bear with me right now. I get it up and it just went blank. So if there's any, okay, here we go. We're back on. All right. Now, I'm waiting for Never Late. He's texting me right now. He's going to be in a minute, which is probably about a half hour. But I'll let him know what's going on. But June 26th and 27th in Mays, Kansas, the second annual Vega Nationals at Kansas International Dragway. And, you know, I was talking with Dirk and talking with Randy and at the end of our show last week, and it was on the air. But you know what? For the people that are going to come or are thinking about coming or might be coming or want to come but just don't know, I think we're going to try something a little bit different. I know every year we try to do something different. And Randy or Dirk, if you guys are listening and in the bushes, shoot me a message, because I kind of want to tell everybody what we're up to with the video stuff. I know I put it out there. I should have talked to you guys. I hope I didn't overstep my boundary. But I think it's something that's going to be good. I think it's something that's going to work. And we'll wait till I hear from them. Another thing that's back is Pink's All Out. Pink's All Out is back July 1st to the 4th. At the Rock, Rockingham Dragway. We're going to get more information on that. I don't have a lot of information. I'm sure they have the sign-ups if you go on the Pinks All Out page. And you can get all that going on. It'll have you, I'm sure they did, like, anybody who ran Pinks know how you got to prepay to show and get on the list, get your card number, and get going on that. So Pinks, hopefully, I don't know what they're doing for 4 days or how it's a three-day event from the 1st to the 4th or what exactly they're doing. But I don't know if it's a meet and greet or get people together, if they're racing one day. But I get the information. I put it out on the show because I know there's a lot of people racing. We get a lot of listeners from all over the country. So that's what's going on with the Pinks All Out. July 1st to the 4th at Rockingham Dragway. The Rock. I'm sure everybody knows where that track's at. And let's see. Let me see if I get old Jamie, if I get her to come in. But anyway, you know, I'm kind of partial to the cancer stuff, what she's doing and everything, because I lost both of my parents to that. So I know she's trying to raise, I know $1,800 was what she was shooting for. She's at $2,269, and she's upped her limit to $3,000. And I guess they want to try and raise as much as they can. I don't know how exactly they do it, and that's why I'm trying to get her to come on right now. And then she's going to explain everything. And then when she calls in, you know, I hate to say the wrong thing and give out the wrong information. You know, these walks and stuff like that, they do 39 miles. I go to the one for 24 hours that they have local here, and that's coming up, I believe, in May. And they do those for cancer walk. And the baton you have, everybody that's in your camp, they walk so many hours. The baton never stops moving. So Jamie out of San Pedro doing this, so we want to try and give her as much support as we can, and we'll get her hopefully in a little minute. And here we got my boy. What's going on, Donald?
How's everybody doing out there in the grudge world of grudge racing?
We're doing good, man. You know the drill. We're just, I just gave a little report about Irwindale shutting down.
Yeah. Another track on the chopping blocks here. Another place that some of us go to, and now, you know, it's been voted unanimously on Thursday, I believe, by the Irwindale City Council to be deemed for demolition at the end of 2015. But we pretty much knew this already. I mean, we've known it a while back, you know. So I don't want to see the place go. I mean, shit, I like going there and going to the Moon Eyes, you know, drag events and the Antique Nationals and shit, and take my gas over there and race the rest of the cars over there. But man, we don't need this to be happening, especially now in LA when all this stuff is going down with crashes and deaths. You know, you got the LA City Council and politicians telling us, hey, you guys got to use Irwindale, you know. And I'm like, Irwin what? You know, it's going away, I keep telling them, but I don't know, I guess they're not listening still. So
well, you know what, like I put on my thing, I hope they start paying these cops overtime because the streets are going to get real busy now.
Well, you know what everybody does during the winter and the summer in California, not that we see that much winter or winter and spring. We don't see that much bad weather over here, but, you know, everybody's working on their cars during those times, just like everybody else in the world, you know, when their tracks are snowed in or whatever. But unfortunately out here, you know, the streets are hot. And, you know, I know some big stuff's going to be coming out in the next couple of months, man. These guys out here are fast. The street racers out here, they don't play around, you know.
Yeah, and it's going to get ugly. But like I also put in that comment on one of the comments in Facebook, although these accidents and everything are happening, Donald, and, you know, they're unfortunate and sad, and I'm not saying anything lightly about those, the cars that actually street race are really the ones that are not involved.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
The media and the police are, putting the title street race on it. And we've had this conversation plenty of times, and I'm sure a bunch of guys on the East Coast can relate to the same thing. If the media and the police are calling it a street race, who am I to correct them? Those are our protectors, right? I mean, if they're calling it a street race, then I guess they know what street racing is. But the last time I checked, they didn't have anybody in City Hall that was, has been briefed about, you know, street racing. They don't have anybody that's an expert or even an amateur or a novice. I mean, I don't know, am I wrong? But who downtown in City Hall or even in the police department, is hip about the street racing world? You know, I know we got a bunch of cops that have cars and sheriffs that have cars and people that work in City Hall about cars, but what liaison do they have? Who do they have there that's in City Hall that can, you know, give them a brief education, not to be disrespectful, but they need to be educated in City Hall. Los Angeles City Hall, the politicians in City Hall, the mayor, the city attorney Mike Fuhr, you know, all these people, even people that are working, for the Port of Los Angeles, the people need to be educated a little bit on the street racing scene. I mean, even neighborhood councils are being affected by, you know, our neighborhoods being put in these situations where these guys are racing like they're doing it. And it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. It's crazy. Every time we see something like crazy, okay, Irwindale's on the chopping block, the next day there's a street racing crash, you know? So, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, here's,
man. It's just,
here's my question, Donald. I mean, and this is the part that upsets me. Now, when a cop pulls up to a scene, he's just supposed to assess what happened, what, you know, the fatalities, and try and get as much clues as possible. Now, just because it's two cars involved doesn't make it a drag race. Cars get in the accident on the highway, the freeway. Are those street racing? Are they street racing? If a car gets out of control,
they might as well just start calling that NASCAR Indianapolis racing, right?
Yeah, and it's just like it's so easy. It's so easy to identify this with street racing.
I mean,
you know, and say
they're blackening the eye. They're blackening the eye of the car enthusiasts that are out here. And I don't feel that we're getting a shake right now currently for us to voice our opinion. I mean, that Fox 11 half-hour special, that 20-30 special, I don't know. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know. Get a chance to find because I've had baseball games like every day, Donald. So I didn't even get a chance to.
I'll send it to your Jet Set email. That way you can see
okay.
The whole thing. I got the whole thing. I should have sent it to you earlier. That way we could have more, stuff to talk about. But I want you to see the interview. And when I came on, I had and you'll know what I'm saying when you watch it, I had a perplexed look on my face because I went in there prepared with my little 3x5 cards from the 99 test with tips and pointers and objectives that I had outlined on these cards, the things that I was going to talk about that were going to be directed towards, you know, the politicians and the news media, which was Jeff Michaels. When they put me in my segment, Hitman right after they showed Takeovers. They rolled a segment about Takeovers. They were showing Crenshaw. They were showing, you know, places in Willowbrook or whatever, and they were showing, like, people getting hit. They were showing the freeway Takeovers. It's all been happening. They showed that, and they put the camera on me after. When you watch the videotape, you're going to see, you're going to know, look at my face. They caught me off guard because I would have been expecting something else to talk about, and they intertwined us with the Takeovers. And I just, you know what, I had to get to the situation, and Jeff Michaels was trying to stir the pot and get me, you know, going at it with this Mitch, which is the councilman up in the Chatsworth area where the accident happened, the fatality accident happened up there with the spectators. But I embraced it. I embraced it, and I rolled with it. I told them, you know what, these people need a place to go. We're going to welcome them where we're at, too. We want them to have a safe venue to come and do their activities in a controlled environment, you know. But they tried to throw me for a loop, and they tried to pin me against the councilman. Me and the councilman spoke briefly in the green room before we went on the set. It seems like this guy is being sincere. He threw his name out there. You got to watch the video. Man, I should have sent it to you earlier. You would have dug it because he's saying...
Wait, they tried to pit you against our councilman?
They tried to pit me against Councilman Englander, okay?
Oh, okay.
See, a week prior to that, prior to this Fox 11 thing, I went before City Council, downtown L.A. City Hall. And I went in there, and I had 1 minute to speak during public comment, and I went in there, and I made my pitch, making sure to note that we have all the equipment to run the raceway and we didn't have to allocate any of the funds from the city of Los Angeles. And that got a couple of those councilmen's attention. This guy, Kerkorian, he physically stood up and had a big old smile from ear to ear. So I guess they like the fact that we don't have to use any kind of city money for equipment, you know.
Right.
After I had my minute to speak, our councilman, Joe, he came over and respectfully pulled me out of the audience where I was sitting and took me into the hallway, and we had a nice conversation, and he told me, Tail, he says that he wants to help us, man. He said he wants to put something together, and he was talking about that one-day event that we went and sat down and talked to him about. You were in that meeting, and
right.
he says he's going to help us. He says he's going to help us, and I mean, unfortunately right now the wheels of City Hall and the street racers have no traction. You know what I mean? We have no traction. We're slipping. We're talking. At least we're engaging in a vocal conversation. You know, at least we're engaging there. I mean, I think he might have taken into consideration that I went all the way down to City Hall just to speak for 1 minute. You know what I mean? Just 1 minute. That's all I had. And I went in there. My daughter took me to Ross the day before. She's like, Dad, you're going to City Hall. You got to go in there dressed up real nice. And my daughter Monique, we went to Ross, and I got me a nice get-up, and I wore my, unfortunately, my funeral shoes because those are my nice shoes. And I went in there ready for business, man. I went in there ready for business, and I went in there saying, hey, you know what? I'm here to help, and this is how we're going to do it. And when Joe pulled me into the office or to the side room over there, I felt pretty good about it. I want to see more action and less talking. And I know you feel the same way. I mean, who doesn't want to see action? Who doesn't want to see us out there, you know, paving it out? Who doesn't want to see it? You know, I mean, I've got the plans drawn up with Mr. Nate Jones. We went over those the other day, and the percentage, I mean, I know you talked to me about the property and you said that they're going to put a chassis yard there, but you got to see the plans that Nate drew up. You got to see the small percentage that we're going to occupy. You know, you have to see it. I haven't shown it to you. We got to get together one of these days.
Well, what about, Dom, what about that? What about the other thing I told you about the prison? Did you mention that to anybody?
No, I didn't say anything about that. I mean, it's just one of those things right now for me, Taylor, that I'll believe them when I start seeing action. As of right now, there's no action. It's me talking. It's just, man, and as we sit here and talk and engage, people are out there getting hurt on the streets. People are dying. There's fires in the dick in because of racing and crashes. I mean, those guys are up there road racing. We know that. It ain't no secret. You know what I mean? It ain't no secret, you know? They were young kids. Right. I don't know if you read the whole story. They were pretty young. They were young. And that's where the education has to come in, not only for the young kids, but the politicians and the ones that the powers to be, the mayor, the city attorney, you know, Chief Beck, his family, they're deeply, heavily rooted into the dirt bike scene, I heard. They like classic motorcycles. Chief Beck is into classic bikes. He's a collector, I hear. And I would think that, you know, from one gearhead to another gearhead, that they would be more acceptable to helping us out. But LAPD's got their own issues right now, man. They got a whole bunch of personal issues going on with, you know, homeless and shootings and car chases and hit and runs. And, man, it's just we're just one more thing for them to worry about right now. And that's where I guess they don't understand it. You know, they don't see it. So it gets frustrating at times, but, you know, I'm not going to give up. We can't just let them, you know, just walk away that easy after investing over 3 years of our time into this particular project, you know. So it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. And every time we turn around, we're, you know, now we're losing Irwindale. People are getting hurt on the streets. You know, they can no longer use that now. You know, Jeff Michaels was saying in that interview, you got Irwindale to go to. Why don't you go to Irwindale? And I flat out told him, we do not know the extended agenda after the 2015 schedule of Irwindale. We hear, and I don't want this to be, I don't want them to close, but we hear that they're closing. And what happens this week? City Council votes unanimously. They said that they're going to start the demolition process after 65% of the occupants are signed up for the property for them to come in and occupy for retail space. So we might even have a little bit more after 2015 to, you know, be out there racing and stuff and tuning and whatever. So I don't know. It's just another bad deal.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you right now. And talking with Joe, did he give you by any chance, and you don't have to put it out, but did he give you maybe a number to call him directly? Or do you have that access?
Speaking of Joe, his life here in the San Pedro area, his name's Ryan Ferguson. Cool guy. Firm handshake. He's always at the neighborhood council meetings. I've been in correspondence with him lately after I went to City Hall and sent him emails and telling him, hey, let's get together so we can get this event going. Let's start sitting down and you know, initiate conversation. And it's just I haven't heard any correspondence back from him. I haven't heard, you know, anything. I mean, I seen him in a homeless a neighborhood council homeless meeting the other night at the Think Cafe, and he stood off on the other side of the room, and he didn't say anything. He stood there. He seen me there. You know, it's just that I see you, but I don't see you game alike, and it's the correspondence is not coming back to me. I've sent numerous emails to him, and it's just I don't know, man. I understand that they're busy. If I'm busy, I know he's freaking busy, man. I mean, he's running his tail off handling stuff for the councilman, but like, dude, you see me in public, come over to me. Hey, man, I received your emails. Don't worry. You're going to come in. We're going to talk to you, but nothing. He just stands off into the corner like he acts like he don't see me. And I'm the type of person, like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, you see me, you know me. Like, I'm you know, going to go over and approach him to say what's up and go out of my way. And then he gives me the perplexed look like, oh, I didn't see you over there. Oh, yeah, I'm the only one over there standing with a Street Racer shirt on, but you didn't see me, you know? I'm the only one that comes in there like that. Or any neighborhood council meeting, most of them that I'm in, I'm always wearing some kind of car-related shirt or something to keep that in their face, too, you know? The executive director came in to speak at one of our neighborhood council meetings, and I was wearing I was sitting where he was standing, and he could see my back the whole time, and I had a big old Lions drag strip T-shirt on. So I don't know.
The reason why I was asking is because I want to take Joe aside separately from Brandemir and all those clowns and talk to him off the record.
Yeah. He's I don't know what he's gonna do, Tao. I don't know if that what good is that gonna do. I don't know. Maybe he'll listen. Maybe he won't. You know. I don't know. I mean,
I'm just thinking. He could speak more freely off the record without those guys around. That's what I'm thinking.
I know what you're saying. You know what? I saw him about a week ago. Okay. My daughter's in a San Pedro Peninsula Youth and Government organization, along with Mr. Perosi's boys. They're involved with the same Youth and Government program. The other day, they had their awards ceremony banquet, and they invited the Councilman Buscaino to come and, you know, speak a couple of encouraging words to our future leaders, you know, if you would, because this Youth and Government organization that our kids are involved with, they're basically like grooming them to become, you know, future leaders of, you know, whatever branch of government or law or anything that they want to go into. So the councilman came to speak and say a couple of kind words, and people were hawking him, you know, as he walked in and shaking his hand and taking pictures and this and that. And I'm standing off in the corner over there, and when he came off the podium, off the stage, and he came down, he walked straight up to me, and he says, he gives me the bro handshake and bring the hug in. And he tells me, I'm working on it. We're going to get this event together. And I said, thank you. And that's all I said to him. I didn't fucking follow him out the room. I didn't, you know, jump on his back and follow him. Like, people are constantly following him, asking him for something. I stood there. I said, thank you. See you later. Nice seeing you. And he went about his evening. I went about mine. In that same youth and government event, Commissioner Perosi, Harbor Commissioner Perosi's in there. I see him. I'm cordial with him. Hey, how you doing? Shake his hand. Go back down. Sit with my family. I see the councilman's other liaisons in there. They play the I see you, but I don't see you game. I mean, they can't really be that blind, but it's all good because I can lie down at night. When I put my head in my pillow, I know that I treat everybody with respect every day. And the way these people treat other people, that's on them. You know, that's all on them. So I see him at a lot of functions. And it's just funny the way people act sometimes, man. It's all good though. It's all good. So.
And you wonder why? Man. I mean, what's the big deal that they can't even call up and say hello?
Yeah, I don't.
You know, like, hey, what's going on?
And like I told you before, when we're at family functions, like today, Perosi was up at the park, and my nephew and his boy Luca play on the same baseball team. Okay. Am I Commissioner Perosi's face talking about a drag strip? No. We're there to watch our family members, our kids, play. That is family time. I'm sitting up there relaxing because I'm just trying to take a breather in between working on my brother's car at my garage, building on my love truck so I can come after you, and other things that I'm doing. You know what I mean? I had to throw that one in there. And we're out there.
Yeah,
for our family,
I got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
hey, we're out there for our families, and Big Leonard Russo from the San Pedro Boosters, the Pirate Boosters, he comes up to me and he starts talking about the track, and Perosi is 4 or 5 feet away from me coaching third right there, you know, and he's like, Big Leonard Russo, I don't know why they won't give you the property, they ain't doing nothing with it, and just going on and on and on. I'm sitting there letting him talk, and I'm just relaxing, you know, and he's like, you probably don't want to hear this stuff anyways, you know, you probably came up and relax, and I was like, Leonard, it's cool, man, it's all good, so it's good, you know what, we have to just keep being persistent, but I don't know, if you can get together with him and talk to him, you know, see what he says. I mean, man, I take a whole morning out of my life to go down to City Hall just to speak for one minute, that was it. There's going to be a story coming out at the LA Times. I'm in touch with one of the writers over there, and she's been pretty hot on everything that's going on. She wants me to take her out to some of these, to the underground events. But at this moment, I got to stay away from that stuff. And I keep telling them, you know, I'm not going to take you guys out to no street races, because if something happens and I got to go, I'm gone. I'm not leaving. I'm not waiting for nobody, you know. I'm out of there, but I don't think that these newspaper people understand how serious it is out there. You got to be on your toes every time. When we go out there, we don't take anybody out there with us that can't look out for themselves, because in a blink of an eye, a car could get sideways, and next thing you know it, you're gone. You know it. We've seen it. It's happened. I mean, what happened that time when we were up at the Field of Dreams, Taylor, when that Viper wrecked over there?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
You just moved those kids. You told those kids, you know, there was, what, like five kids over there? And would you tell them, hey, you guys better come over here and stand on this side. Stand over here where we're standing.
That's not a good place to be.
And they're acting all bad out. Why? You know, trying to act like we don't know what we're talking about. And you're explaining to them why. And then when the car wrecked, took out that light pole and hit that tree, where did it land? Exactly where those five kids
were. Exactly where they were at. Yep.
Right where they were standing, you know, and there would have been five dead kids that night if it wouldn't have been for you telling them something. But they probably looked at us like, man, these guys don't know what they're talking about. We've been out there long enough, man. I learned from the best. It's dangerous out there. It's very, very dangerous. Anything can happen in a matter of seconds. In less than 10 seconds, your whole life could change, man. Everything.
Well, I agree. I agree, Donald. And, you know, I leave messages for them, to call me, and I don't know if he's getting them. I know I'm not a well liked person in that office from
who's that girl that works in the office that knows you right there? She's a nice looking white girl that works the desk right where you walk in right there. She went to high school with you or something.
That's Sandra. Her name's Sandra. That's Donnie Cimitaro's wife.
Oh, okay. Because when I go in there, I could see her ear hustling. And she knows what I'm there for every time I walk in. You know what I mean? And she's paying attention, so she knows what's going on. But you know what I know also? I know she's rooting for us, man. I know she is, because would you say she used to be out there at the street races with you guys when you guys were out there racing?
Yeah,
you know,
she sure was.
Right there. So you know she's a fan of racing. We got people on the inside that are rooting for us. They want to see us get our place, and they want to see this happen. I know she does, you know. So she knows the inside scoop. I'm right there talking with Gabby Medina, one of Joe's other liaisons.
Yeah, right,
You know, it was the day after that accident in Wilmington that went down, you know? So I don't
know. Has Gabby gotten involved with this at all? Or have you talked to Gabby at all?
She's kind of
Joe's right-hand guy. She was there when Joe was campaigning, working the phone banks and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if we should. I have her number. I wonder if we should take her out and bend her ear a little bit and just say, hey, look, we need to talk to someone who's not who could talk to Joe for us, and not that you can't be it's just I don't like some of those clowns that are around him, and I think that I don't think there's any way that we can say the things we want to say to him, but if we go through you and you talk to him, because you can talk to Joe without those other clowns around to where we can't, and put it in her ear, because it's like this. If it comes from, the minute we pick a place, Brandimir, that little fucking monkey, is going to be like, no, we can't do that there. We can't do that there. And I just wish that everybody would just walk out of the room it'll take me 10 seconds. And when they come back, oh, he slipped. He slipped on something. He's unconscious. I don't know what happened. I can't stand that fucking guy.
I know. He's just
a worm.
He's just he runs his Facebook page and all that stuff. He's just his media relations. That's what he is. So don't worry. We're going to have to work with him sooner or later. We don't have to like each other, but we got to learn to work with him. So.
Well, see, here's the thing. Now, public media. That's an appointed job, though, right?
Yeah.
That's my whole point. He don't have to be there the next term. see where I'm going with this? I want to weed out the cancers inside the place.
You know,
the dude's a toad. That's all there is. You know, he's looking at, I understand that he's looking at this differently than we are. Joe should be looking at this as votes. Because how many people did you get on that petition? You got 5,000 people?
4,000. I got 4,000. And now, you know what the latest petition that they've been sending to my email? The petition that Mayor Garcetti is launching, I guess, with the councilman to save the red car, because the red car truck is going to go away now. Why? All of a sudden.
Wait. The red car? The red car from the 40s and everything they used to run through Pedro in L.A.?
Yeah, well, the one that runs down there in the waterfront down there. The one that runs down by Portugal.
They want to.
So,
no, I think they're talking about the red cars that used to run in L.A. before the freeway.
No, they're talking about the red car here in the port.
They're trying to get. They're going to get rid of that.
Well, they got redevelopment coming in, and from the last thing I heard, I don't know, I could be wrong, but the last thing I heard is that the funding is not there to maintain the red car mechanics anymore. The funding.
You know what?
I
got to say this. I got to say this real quick, Donald. I liked it when people never gave a fuck about Pedro. As soon as it got to Pedro, nobody came in or nobody came out. We are our own little place. We function fine. We didn't need the port, the anybody from L.A. getting. We were like our own little country over here, not bothering with anybody. Now all of a sudden, everybody, we got fucking the billionaire in New York who's got golf course out here now. Everybody's coming out here to get their hands in the cookie jar out here. Stay the fuck out of our backyard, man. Go home. I don't want them here. I don't want anybody of those. I don't even want Department of Transportation, those fucking idiots here. Now they want to make Pacific one way and Gaffney one way. I swear to God I want to punch one of these fucking guys in the face.
The only reason why the councilman came into that meeting is because somebody launched a petition and there was over 1,000 signatures in a matter of a couple of days. Well, why are they paying attention to that petition and they're not paying attention to the petition about the raceway? What's up with that? You know, what is up with that? You know, why would they pick and choose? You know, you got people dying because they're racing on the streets and the petition's launched and 4,000 people signed it and they still haven't paid attention to it.
I can answer that for you. I can answer that for you the way that they're going to answer it. They're going to say this. The reason why we're paying attention to the red car more than we are the street racing stuff is because you don't have a street racing problem in San Pedro.
Yeah, and as you say, hold on, and as you say that right now, I'm at my garage right now. Probably about 20 imports just came into town right now. They're down here by my garage.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we start lighting up right after the show. We should go down there. Everybody just start taking. Just get in line all the way down to 22nd Street, pair up, and start taking passes down Harbor.
They've been around here lately on odd nights. On odd nights, the guys have been coming down. I was with them last Thursday. There was a gathering here in San Pedro, and we went and got together and hung out. And man, there was probably anywhere from 25 to 30 cars, and there was a lot of stuff. And these young guys out here are doing some crazy stuff with these imports. There were some new domestics, some Camaros and stuff like that here. But right now, as we're speaking, I've seen at least 15, 20 cars, and they're going to hang out at a spot over here. I don't want to disclose here on live air because I don't want to ruin it for the guys. But let's just say in a little while, they're going to be boogieing. They're going to get what they're going to get in and do what they're going to do. And I'll probably go watch and talk to a couple of them before it goes down, and they're going to go home because task force are in the valley. They got sheriffs out there in Compton watching everybody. So everybody's got to shake and move to different spots. Everybody's staying off social media right now. It's just a big game, and unfortunately the street racers know how to play it all too well. We'll go back to verbal, verbal messages here and there, inboxes and stuff like that. So, man, it's just,
hey,
man, I don't want to be out there. I'm not promoting it. I'm not out promoting it, but I'm just saying the facts. The facts are the street racers ain't never going away and they ain't never going to stop. You know, you should work with us. They need to work with us, not against us, and we need to have more education rather than have incarceration and damn legislation introduced against us, you know, against our cars. You know, they told me that in that Fox 11, they're like, are you aware if you get caught, your car can be seized and sold at auction or even crushed? And I said, yes. And Jeff Michaels asked me, how do you feel about that? I said, if you get caught, that's what happens. But let me tell you something about street racers in L.A. We don't have only one car, you know, and we usually build the cars that we can find another one to transfer the parts over to if something should happen. You know, and I don't think they understand that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that we're a bunch of badasses out here and take our cars and crush them because we're going to build another one. But, I mean, hey, other people have other options, and they got more than one car. People I know got more than one car. They got one in the back shelf, or they got a buddy that has another car somewhere. We could just pop a motor in it, you know, and get going. So it's, I don't know, man. It's just ugly. It's getting ugly, and it's... You try to work with these people. You try to be cordial with them. You try to approach them correctly. You try to take the course of action that they are, you know, asking us to take, the right channels. You try to take the right channels, and you still get shunned. You get the old pat on the shoulder. You get the business card with the city logo on it. We're going to call you. Give us your contact information. Blah, 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 and nothing. You know, James Brown said it best. They're just talking loud, but ain't saying nothing. You know what I mean?
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
Talking loud and ain't saying nothing, you know? But, you know, hey, we're going to be getting closer to the elections coming up. I'm already getting things. Can you believe that Mayor Garcetti's camp is already sending me stuff about volunteering for his next term of election? How the hell? What is that? Why would they even be asking me to volunteer if they haven't even cashed in on promises that they made, political promises? We've seen it all too much, you know? Jesus, it's just, it gets crazy out here, man. It's crazy, you know? I don't know.
I'm not too excited about the things that have happened. I'm not happy with... Yeah, I get they're going to do. They said we can't have that place. My whole thing is this. They talk about the 10-year program or 10-year what they're going to do. Well, like I said, that prison is going to be gone.
Why are they taking away Club Fed for?
Yeah, Club Fed.
Club Fed is going away?
Yeah. They're relocating.
Mm.
But listen, all that land right there would be perfect. You might even be able to sneak out a quarter. Well, the Coast Guard would probably still stay there. But you could still sneak out and do an 8 mile there.
Yeah. That sounds good. The 10-year plan. A 10-year plan for a lot of those guys that are holding these positions in the political realm, 10-year plan for them is don't die, you know?
Well, no, what I mean is this. They talk about a 10-year plan. Well, they don't have anything going there. That's what I'm trying to get at.
The 10-year, I was at that meeting for the port for the 10-year plan, and I submitted my request about the raceway for the port reconfiguration program that they were going to run. I was there. I got the minutes to prove it, and I was there asking to be submitted and inserted in the port master plan. I was there. I was at that meeting. But... are they listening again? It's just the same old, you know, same old story.
Well, that's what I want to ask Joe. Say, look, is it true you guys are tearing down the prison? The prison's going away, and if it is true, why can't that be our track? It's on the point. It's the middle of nowhere. I mean, not in the middle of nowhere. Granted, it's not where it originally was, but it's still on Terminal Island. It still can be called Terminal Island Dragway, whatever you want to call it. It's still on the island. We just had to move it down from the island, and we get a spot to race. They get to have their chassis yard. We're happy. They're happy. Port's making money. We're donating money to the less fortunate, doing what the Port of L.A. should be doing to begin with, and we handle our shit that way.
Hey,
the part that makes me mad, the part that I would say to the Port of L.A. is, look, by having this land and this track, we're going to be doing something that the Port of L.A. should be doing. You don't mind coming into this port area and working all these ships, but you don't give nothing back to the people, the lower-income families in Wilmington, Long Beach, Pedro. You don't bother with any of those people. So you could rent our land and not give it back.
But that's one of the points that I was trying to make about the red car. They were complaining about that the funding for to fund the mechanics that work on that red car is not available anymore. Okay, well, how about we open up this raceway, we start a vocational training program, and we put young kids, young adults, to work on this red car and teach them how to turn wrenches on that thing. Does that not sound like it will work? Why can't we do that? But has anybody even thought to think about that? Like, there's nothing vocational from any angle going on here in San Pedro for any of these kids, man.
Let me ask you this question, Donald. Here's what I'm going to throw at you, and you tell me if there's something you'd be interested in throwing at them. Why couldn't the mechanics, I mean, however many there are of them, I don't know, but the drag strip cover those mechanics?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We get those people. We get the people that are already there, and we put a couple of youngsters that want to learn. And I got young guys that walk by my garage over here to go hang out at the Sunken City and go have their, beers and their medical marijuana and whatnot. And one of my cars is out here in front. They stop and they start talking to me, and the conversation is already engaged right there. They're interested. Maybe we can stop them from hanging out over there and doing what they're doing. But hey. It's I don't know, man. We got to start somewhere, and it just doesn't seem like the politicals or anybody really even gives a rat's ass about anything. It's crazy, man. It blows my freaking mind. These people just blow my mind. Like, what town do they live in? Do they live the same place we live? Because the place that they live in, they're putting golden shovels in the ground and breaking ground for all these other activities that they have on their specific agendas, but when the public approaches them with something on their agenda that they would like to see, we don't see any course of action taking place. Nothing. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man. Unfortunately, that's politics. That's politics. Other than that, when we start running for these positions ourselves and start garnering positions of ourselves and start getting in these political seats, asking me what the big name is. What big name is backing us up for this particular raceway project? Nate Jones. Nate Jones is a big name. Nate Jones from the Long Beach Grand Prix. Nate Jones that brought the Global Red Bull Rally Cross to San Pedro. Nate Jones that brought the Battleship Iowa to San Pedro. That Nate Jones. Is that not a big enough name for them? The guy's 70 years old. He's part of one of the baddest teams in Salt Flat Racing. He races with Petit and Main. He's their tire guy. They had the fastest car holding a land speed record before it crashed, but the Speed Demon is coming back again. They're building another one. Nate Jones, that's the big name. They're asking me, have you talked to Jay Leno or anybody like that? You know what? Whatever with Jay Leno. I saw him.
Talk to who?
They wanted me to, is Jay Leno on board? Who cares if Jay Leno's on board? I gave him information over 2 years ago at a car show in Chatsworth and handed it to him. I didn't hawk him. I went up to him. I said, Mr. Leno, read this information. Here's my phone number. I need your help. Could you please call me? He takes it, folds it up, shakes my hand, puts it in his pocket, says, thank you. I'll call you. Never called me. Never called me. But he's going to be the first one down there, too, when something like this, when this project takes off and we start building, you know he's going to be there. You know what I mean? I just, it blows my mind, man. It just blows my mind. These people, why do you need Leno down there, you know?
It almost seems like nobody wants to put their name on it until it happens. And then when it happens, everybody wants, I want to come down there and bring my car. No, you know what? You're going to pay to get in like everybody else. Chin.
And nobody get in for free. Nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free, man.
Unless he's going to donate a couple $100,000 to something. But you know what? It's just going to take one person. And like
one
I told you, elections are going to be coming up.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll keep plugging. Yeah, it's frustrating, but am I going to stop? I don't think so. Not anytime soon. In the meantime, I'm still going to just be turning wrenches at my garage and, you know, working on my stuff and getting my couple days here and there down in the waterfront, you know, and the life's going to continue for me. But these politicians, it's just going to be, I don't know if they could even call that life for them. I don't know. How is that a life? How is it a life that you don't, you know, listen to what people are telling you, you know?
I mean, these guys, you got to understand, these guys every day are scared of losing their job. And the reason why I say that is simply this. They have to make sure they take the lesser route, the lesser of the two evils, and they appease that person. So nobody wants to get behind a drag strip, okay? The reason why they don't want to get behind a drag strip is because look at all the things that are happening on the street. Yeah, we get that. The reason why the things are happening on the streets is because there's nowhere to go. Okay? If you had a big hotel and had 1,500 rooms, you think prostitution would be on the streets? They'd have that hotel to go to that they go right to and handle their business.
Hey, are you talking about like the high-rise buildings we have in downtown San Pedro that half of them they built them and nobody's moved into them? Are you talking about that too?
Hey. I'm not jumping on no bandwagon over here, nothing. I'm not putting my name on nothing. Just saying.
It was another great idea for somebody to come in and build these view apartments in downtown San Pedro, and ain't nobody living on the upper floors.
And then put a price tag on them where nobody can move into them.
Nobody. Talking about affordable housing. Okay.
Ones that they're building over by 7-Eleven off of Capitol? Look at all those houses going up. And I don't know anybody who even owns one yet.
Which ones? The ones that are built on the contaminated land where that refinery used to be?
Thank you very much, Daddy-O. That one. Someone's going to move in there, get pregnant, and the kid's going to have three legs.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have mutated people living over there. But whoever moves in there, it's going to be somebody from out of town that they move in. I guarantee that because everybody that lives in Pedro and Wilmington in the harbor area knows that used to be a damn fuel dump over there, you know? You know, they're going to be doing away with the military thing down the street. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Let's build, condense the roads and make one-way streets and put bike lanes all over the place and call it a win-win for everybody.
I swear.
It's crazy. We're going to end up getting chased out of California and we're going to go someplace where there's a drag strip every two blocks. You know?
You know what? I say we move inland. So when we have the big earthquake and all this shit falls into the ocean, we can set up our track out there.
We'll be on the coast again.
Yeah, that's right, but we'll already have a drag strip, but no one can tell us we can't have it because there's no room for it.
there, uh, they're trying to make a run for LACR again up there. Moldy Marvin and them guys up there, those other Brotherhood guys up there, they're trying to make a run for that again too, man. Our Hope players are with them too.
The quarry is moving too close to the track now. It's unstable. It's just a matter of time before that all falls in. That's why they shut it down, because
is there dirt bike racers still down the dirt?
I want to say no. All that property was sold because what's the space owned? He owned all that property, the dirt track and the drag strip. And
Bernie
owned it all. But I don't think LACR is I would love to see it open up too. Made a lot of passes down that track. But I don't even know how much of that track is even there anymore. Because from what I understand with the quarry kept digging and digging and digging. And the reason why they shut it down, well, Marty ran out of money because he wasn't getting the crowds up there, because everybody, you know, once they started hearing about a track shutting down, people stopped going. That's what started killing them. But then the quarry started to move down closer and closer. And as they start digging, naturally, foundations are going to start to go away. So I think that's part of the reason why LACR is not gonna open up.
Well, keep closing down. Hey, anybody you know out at Fontana today?
Yeah, Bronco's out there, but I haven't heard too much from anybody out there.
Yeah, I talked to him during the week, and he told me he was going out there. He's gonna run some super pro class or something like that.
Yeah, he's gonna run
another trophy or something. He said he doesn't like to run in those other contingency ones because they want stickers all over your car.
He said
he's not a fan of stickers.
Yeah, he's just like
they need to put just put the stickers on his oil pan. That's where they'll be able to see him. Put them on his oil pan.
You know what we should do? We should go to his house late at night when the car's on the ramp truck. And just get a bunch of stickers and put them all over the windows. He takes the car cover off. He's got stickers all over his windows.
He had a big conversation with me how much he hates stickers.
I'm going to put stickers all over that car now.
I can't have that stuff all over my car. When you get in those two races, you want to put a sticker on everything. I'm like, yeah. Well, they need to, all those magazine shots. They want to make sure that muscle car stuff is out in the media.
Man. Well, I'm hoping, Donald, that we can set something. Hopefully, if he reaches out to you again and wants to have a talk with you in the office, just say, hey, look, you want to talk to me? I'm bringing media with me. If they say no, I don't want no media, then fine. I don't want to talk to you with all your people in there. If we're gonna talk, I want it to be you and I. And I'm telling you, when you get him away from these guys, he can say what he wants to say without someone saying, "Oh, don't say that." Oh, yeah. And you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm not counting them out, but the frustration is where it's at with me right now. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I dressed up all nice and everything. I went to City Hall. Like I said, I went and got me some nice clothes. I wore my funeral shoes because they were my nicest pair of shoes I have.
Wow.
I even cut my fingernails and scrub the grease out from underneath them. Combed my hair. My hair, even brushed my teeth.
Dude, I keep getting on my board. If it cuts off, let me know. But I keep getting this they changed my board around on the computer, and it's all different colors and everything, and this thing keeps popping up. It says your show will end in 5 seconds, and then it goes off. And then it'll come back on again. It says your show's going to end in 5 seconds. And my show shouldn't be ending anytime soon. So if it disconnects, I apologize, but this is out of my hand. I don't know why it just keeps doing it.
I called into. I mean, I posted on Instagram too, man, and trying to get people playing. You know, trying to get more people calling, but I don't know.
You know, what we have to do. I think we have to do another meet and greet, show solidarity, and let these guys know we're ready to. You know, we need to pounce, and we need to set it up and do it for like 2 weeks so people can put that day. And you know what we were talking about? Just putting them on trailers and just driving around through Pedro, slowing traffic down. You know, on those streets they want to make one way. I mean, we should all just take a cruise down Pacific. And then start parking everything, end up at your shop. And I'm serious. And have the media there and say, hey, we can't get a track. See this long street right here? This will become one. You know, we'll get the military police chasing us. We'll do whatever it takes, the race.
Hey, Tom and them used to race out here. Tom Terrell, they said they used to line up in front of this place all the time.
They used to start, you know, the light that would go into the Fort Mac?
Yeah.
That race, when they used to cruise, if someone wanted to run, they'd go and that light would be where they would start and they'd race towards your shop. Back in the day. Because half that shit wasn't even there. You look at the old pictures of your shop, like back in the 50s. Dude, what's around it? Nothing but a track.
Hey, you know who I was talking to the other day where they're talking about old times with you? The Mulcahy brothers. Charlie
the who?
And Ray. The Mulcahy brothers from Wilmington. Mopar Charlie and Ray.
Oh.
They're talking about people spitting out drive shafts on Western up there when you guys used to hang out up there on Western.
Yeah. Charlie was my first job. I worked with him for a little bit at the mobile station.
Mopar Charlie.
Yep.
They got his brother Ray has a car that's almost done that he's supposed to be bringing out. He said it's supposed to be a nice piece of machinery. I turned him on to an interior guy over in Wilmington, Tony Seja, that does interior. And Ray got his car done. He has a Mopar, too. What does he got? I don't know.
Well, he had a Challenger at one time. I know because I wanted it. But I don't know if he's still into the Challengers or not. Because Charlie had the white 62 or 63 Valiant, and then he had
that Barracuda.
He had the Roadrunner. Well, yeah, he's got that Barracuda right now.
Have you ever seen that thing?
Yeah, I told him. I told him when it got together, I'd love to take a pass in that sucker.
That thing is nasty, man. Crazy.
Yeah.
Big ass tires on the back. It looks like it just rolled out of the 70s on Terminal Island. That's what it looks like.
That's it. Exactly.
Big.
Surprised
car,
it doesn't have
man.
The wheelie bars. It doesn't have the wheelie bar. I'm surprised it doesn't have the wheelie bars with the bar where it hangs straight down.
Some old Grumpy Jenkins.
That's what it is. Dude, this thing keeps. Now it's telling me it's clicking down right now on a timer. I might lose the feed right now. If it does, I'll give you a call. But it looks like it's gonna